is people who are coming for Steve Kerr. He did a whole thing on it, and
good for him.
It was great, and you know, because we do What's Bugging You, and What's Bugging Larry is people who are constantly coming for Steve Kerr. And you mentioned, like, after Tuesday night, if it goes bad, we're going to talk about, like, A, B, C, D, whatever. But one of the biggest things people will say is, oh, Steve Kerr, he didn't play Kuminga enough. He played pods too much. Why did Moody get a DNP? Where was Kevon when we needed him? People will come for Steve no matter what, and that's what's bugging Larry.
Good for Larry.
Yeah.
Larry's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I haven't understood it all year. Like, I really do wonder, and I'm not, like, gosh, the audience is not one living, breathing thing. You all have a thousand opinions out there. The latest example, we had a caller an hour ago call in and say, this is Steve Kerr's fault for not calling out Steph Curry. Honestly, I say this with the utmost respect. What is going on in your brains right now? What the heck are you all watching? With this Warrior group, and I've said it 100 times, and so has he. Steve has not been perfect this year. You can't be. It's not possible. They've coached 82 games. But you are dealing with, all at one time, you are dealing with young players who want more. You're dealing with veteran champions whose egos cannot fit inside the area code. You're dealing with aging players. You're dealing with developing players. You're dealing with suspensions. You're dealing with people who disappear for who nobody knows why. You're dealing with all of that at once. You have 4 players on your team who are going to be in the Hall of Fame. 4 of them. Okay? I don't know if Phil Jackson ever coached a team that had 4 Hall of Famers on it. Anyway.
Michael. Dennis.
Well, he coached the
Scotty
Fakakta Laker team with Peyton and Malone, but I mean,
good point.
Yeah, yep. But whatever. They were
Fakakta.
They barely had a role.
Focaccia, underrated as a bread.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Well, oil. Anyway, you're dealing with all of that at once, and you all act like there's only one clear decision in every given moment. It's obvious. Of course, you only come to that decision after the fact.
Of course.
After something didn't work. Can you think about your own lives for 1 second and think about what it's like when you've got 100 things on your plate and what that feels like? I'm not asking for sympathy for Steve Kerr. And I'm, again, not telling you that he's perfect. But I think this is the weirdest take that we've heard all year long when people are like, gotta move on. Gotta move on from Steve Kerr.
Yep.
That'll fix it. Because what? What exactly is this picture that you have in your brain?
He doesn't develop the young players, Mark.
So who's the coach?
He's keeping Moses down.
What's the roster?
He's screwing Kuminga.
What's the rotation? Go ahead. I am all ears. Paint the picture for me. With these human beings that are available or currently on the Warrior roster that would have this team in a 1, 2, or 3 seed right now, this year, or next. All because you moved on from Steve Kerr and hired who? Luke Walton?
Phil Jackson.
Like, where does this come from? Where does it come from? When are you going to point the finger at the players?
Right, right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have not understood all year long.
Yeah.
All year long.
And I don't think that the management understands either, which is why they gave him a contract extension. And he's been there now 10 years. And in those 10 years, Steve has been there. You've won 4 finals and you have been to 2 others. He's 6 for 10. In terms of making it to the NBA Finals, and he won 4 of them.
He's literally got the NBA Midas touch.
Right.
He has spent multiple decades in this league, and everywhere he goes, amazing happens. And we're out here going, this idiot.
Right.
I just, like, even if you don't love his rotations, Steph Curry's allowed to throw a bad pass. You don't want him to be removed from the team. Yeah, he, of course he's going to make mistakes. By the way, he's the first one who usually shows up on the show the very next day.
Right.
Hey, Willard. Hey, Dibs. Yep, messed last night up. Did you see me? Dummy. He's the best at it. And somehow, a bunch of you have decided that the key to the future for this team is to get rid of him. I've not heard anybody ever come up with a solution.
Right.
They just want to get rid of him.
And that's what we do as fans. You want to run the coach, and well, you don't think about
him, but not run him.
Right. And if you run him, then you always have to think about, you know, who you'll replace him with, and there's never an answer.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Ramona Shelburne this hour. Let's keep going on the phones. Mike in Santa Clara here with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? Long time no talk. How are you guys doing?
What is good, shaking? Mike?
We missed you.
Yeah, I know, man. And Divinator, I wish that, you know, I had seen you on a little bit more, but, you know, how'd you enjoy the Masters?
Oh, I loved it. I had Scotty in my fantasy league, so that was a big positive for me.
Nice. Well, you know what? I hit that prop bet, so I'm not worried about it either. So happy about that one.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, so guys, Willard, you said something a little bit earlier that, you know, Kerr is screwing over the young players. I don't know how much I can agree with that. I mean, you have, unless that was Dibs.
No. What I think what you heard was us giving examples what people have said about Steve Kerr. That's not coming from us.
No. Oh, okay. No.
Got it. That's my fault then. But because I was going to say, I mean, he's still playing pods, and he's also still playing TJD. Because I was going to say, young players are getting played in, and so with that being said, it's almost a matter of, like, you know, who's performing, who's not in this case.
Yeah, I've always thought, and this goes well beyond even Steve Kerr. Mike, great to hear from you. Thanks. This goes well beyond Steve Kerr. For some reason. And I think that this is just baked into our own excitement. When a player gets picked, especially early, it's like a new present over the holidays. You're like, I don't know what's in this package. And just like Christmas presents or Hanukkah presents, when you look at them sitting under the tree, they're very exciting because you're like, I don't know what's in there.
Right.
And it might be amazing. And we refuse, or we're very late to the, oh, it turns out what was in that box, not that good. Not really a good present. Nobody wants to feel that way. So that excitement that we have when we don't even know what it is, we marry ourselves to that. And then when it doesn't become that, it's like we've got to point at someone. And for whatever reason, we have a very hard time pointing at the player. And so we give reasons. Team doesn't know how to develop young people. Veteran, well, they're a championship level team, so can't play the young people. Or Steve Kerr doesn't like young people, and Kyle Shanahan doesn't like young people, when the opposite is absolutely true. There's nobody more incentivized, other than the player themselves, to have that player be good than the head coach and the general manager.
Right.
Like in any other non-Brock Purdy world, Kyle Shanahan would have gotten fired for the Trey Lance move. So the idea that he didn't want him to be good is crazy. And the same is true for the Warrior young players, like James Wiseman. Nobody was holding him down. The Warriors, like, in fact, you could argue that it set the organization back, that pick wasn't good. But they finally had to admit, he's not.
Right.
And that's on him.
And it didn't hold him back.
But you know what I mean. Like, that's
they won the title. So if they hadn't have won the title, where would we be? As far as that pick goes, we would be much more critical about that pick if they hadn't won a title when he missed the entire year. So for your point, it's a good one that, yeah, that pick held them back, quote unquote, as far as next year and this year and the future goes, because he'd be a great asset, the number two overall pick. It'd be great to have a pick that you made be a player who could help you in the future, but they won the title even though he wasn't any good, and he didn't even play that year.